Mesechtes Kedushin, Daf Samach Zayin, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Vavim Beis at the new Mishnah, and our Mishnah will bring us 4 different klolim as to status of a person's yichus. Keep in mind that in each one of these 4 categories, the Mishnah will bring a lashon of kol makim, which is a lashon of a klal and a lashon of riboy, and also bring a lashon of ve'izazu, which is a lashon of prat and a lashon of miyot. And as we will see in the Gemara, at least in the first 2 categories of the Mishnah, the lashon of kol makim will come to include a case, and the lashon of ve'izazu will potentially come to be Mayada case. However, in the last 2 categories of our Mishnah, the Lashon of Kol Mi and the Lashon of Ezezer are not coming to exclude or to include anything. And the only reason why the Mishnah will use this Lashon is in order to create symmetry between the first 2 categories and the last 2 categories of our Mishnah. And let us begin our Mishnah. And the Mishnah begins with the first category, which will actually refer to a standard case of Kedushin, where Kedushin is Typhus and there's no Avera. And the Mishnah states, Kol Makom Sheyesh Kedushin, in any case where Kedushin is Typhus, Ve'in Avera, and there's no Avera involved in that Kedushin, Havlat Hoylech Acha Zacha, then the Yichus of that child will be based on the father and not based on the mother. And as the Mishnah states, Ve'ezazu, and which case is this referring to, Zu Kehenes Levi Yisraelis, Shenis L'Kayin Levi Yisrael. This is talking about a regular case of a Kehenes Levi Yisraelis that gets married either to a Kayin Levi in Yisrael. And for example, if a Kayin marries a Kehenes or Levi or Yisraelis, then that child will be a Kayin. And if a Levi marries a Kehenes Levi or Yisraelis, the child will be a Levi. And if Yisrael marries a Kenis Levi Yisraelis, the child will still be Yisrael, even though the mother was a Kenis or Levia. Rashi states, Kol Makom Sheyesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera, SheKedushin Tefsin Ba Ve'in Avera B'Nisuyin, Shelo Issa Asa Torah Lav, that there is no Issa D'Oraisa on this marriage. And Rashi states that the reason why we go Basa Av is based on the pasuk that states in Parshas Bamidbar, L'Mishpachasim L'Mavesa Vesam, and therefore we see that the Din of Yichus and the Din of Mishpacha actually follows a person's father and not his mother. The Mishnah continues with its second category. However, in a case where there is a lav to have this marriage, however, Kedushin is Typhus, and Rashi as well as Tosfos point out that our Mishnah is going like the Madama holds that Kedushin is Typhus b'chayvi lavin, and not like Rabbi Akiva holds that in Kedushin Typhus b'chayvi lavin. So in this category, the Mishnah teaches us Havlat Halachacha Pogum, that the lav follows the one that's Pogum, and Ve'ezazu, and the Mishnah now continues and gives examples, and Zu Almana L'Kain Gadol, Grusha V'chalutza L'Kain Hedit, Mamzeres Nesina L'Yisrael, and all these cases, the Vlad will follow the one that's Pogum. And for example, in the case of Mamzeres and Nesina L'Yisrael, or Bas Yisrael or Mamzer L'Nesin, that any child, either male or female, will be considered a Mamzer or a Nesin. And of course, the Lashon of Hoylech Acha Pogum makes sense in those cases, since a Mamzer and a Nesin, or Mamzeres and Nesina, are certainly considered Pogum. However, certainly, when the Mishnah says the Lashon of Pogum is not Dafka, the Lashon of Pogum, and it doesn't mean that there actually is a Pagam in the person, as we know, that Almana L'Kayin Gadol and Grusha Chalutza L'Kayin Hedid, that Almana and the Grusha Chalutza are not considered people that are Pogum. However, they are being Oiva and Issa when they're having Kedushin with the Kayin Gadol or Grusha Chalutza to a Kayin Hedid, and therefore the Lashon of Pogum is really referring to someone that gets married by Issa, or potentially the child that comes out of a relationship between Almana L'Kayin Gadol and Grusha Chalutza L'Kayin Hedid is a Cholol, and therefore the Lashon Pogum does apply. Or we can say that the Almana herself, at the point that she marries a Kayin Gadol or a Grusha or a Chalutza that marries a Kayin Hedid, is considered a chalala, and therefore the Lashon Pogum does apply as well. Keep in mind, as we always state, that although the Mishnah puts together a Grusha Chalutza L'Kayin Hedit, however the Issa of Grusha to Kayin Hedit is Issa D'Raisa, and the Issa Chalutza Kayin Hedit is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. And the Mishnah continues with the 3rd possible category, B'negei Yichus, Nechol Mishain La'alav Kedushin, Avayesh La'alav Cherim Kedushin. However, in a case where Ruvi is Mekadish a woman, and Kedushin is not Typhus, for example, that is a Chi of Karis, and therefore, in Kedushin Typhusim B'chayvi Kris, however, this woman is Beterius Chup of a Kedushin, as it's possible for her to marry other men. And the Mishnah therefore teaches us in this category, Havlad Mamzer, that if she has a relationship with this man that she's also to, then that child will be a Mamzer, as certainly in Kedushin types and Bechai decreases, and therefore any child that's born from such a relationship would be a Mamzer. And what is the example of this category? Zabal Achaz Mikol HaRashi B'Torah. This is someone that has a relationship with any Erva that is listed in the Torah that's Chai decreases. And the Mishnah continues with its 4th category. And if there's a woman where Kedushin is not only not Typhus by this man, but also by the gay others, as she can't marry anyone in Klai Yisrael, Havlad Kemaisa, then the Vlad will be exactly like her. And what is this category referring to? Zevlad Shivcha V'Nachris is talking about a child that comes from a relationship of a Shivcha with the Yisrael, or a Nachris with the Yisrael. Rashi actually states, Havlad Kemaisa, that Vlad Nachris Nachri, if this woman is still a guy, then the child would be considered a guy. And v'imgayru, and if the child becomes a ger, have a ger kosher ve'inu mamzor, then the child is a ger kosher and he's not considered a mamzor. And Rashi continues, v'lad shivcho, if a shivcho has a child, then that child becomes an eved, and if that eved's odoin is meshachar that child, then he becomes kosher or mutter b'israelis, and then that person now is considered a full-fledged Jew, and therefore he's mutter to a israelis. And before we begin the winter Gemara, let's just see the Balan Tesis on Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, where Tesis states, in Divrei Maaseh, kol makom sheyesh kedushin ve'yesh aveira, v'chol makom she'ein kedushin ve'eizeh zeh, zeh bal achaz b'kol ha'raisha b'torah, nirul reed, ha'chstama, asik rab Shimon ha'timni, that this Dam Mishnah is golan rab Shimon ha'timni, da'om b'sei perak ha'chaylitz, yesh mamzim m'chai v'krisis, v'loi m'chai v'lavin, that there are mamzirim from chai v'krisis, and not from chai v'lavin. And of course, our Mishnah also states that if someone gets married to chai v'lavin, then we'll hilich acha pogum, but it's not a mamzer. And as Rashi told us, and as Tesis just mentioned, that our Mishnah is going like Shimon ha'timni, that kedushin is taifis b'chai v'lavin, and it's only not taifis b'chai v'krisis, and our Mishnah is not going like the Shita Rabbi Kiva, who hold that not only is kedushin not taifis b'chai v'krisis, but kedushin is also not taifis b'chai v'lavin, and therefore the din of mamzeris will apply not only by chai v'krisis, but also by chai v'lavin. And the Gemara begins, we instead of cloud the Mishnah, kol makom sheyesh kedushin ve'ein aveira, havlat hilach acha zocha. And the Gemara asks, amar Rav Shimon, Rav Yechlan, klalu, Rav Shimon and some agurus, Reish Lakish says to Rav Yechlan, klalu, is this really a cloud and a general rule? The kol makom sheyesh kedushin ve'ein aveira, havlat hilach acha zocha. And the Gemara for the next Amud will focus on the Reish of the Mishnah and will ask multiple questions as to why the Mishnah did not mention that scenario. And we continue on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and before we continue, let's just point out, although certainly we know that a Yisrael cannot marry a Mamza, as the Pasuk states, Li'ovei Mamza B'kal Hashem. However, as Rashi brings down, at least according to Rabbi Yisi, a Ger can marry a Mamzeris, and therefore the Gemara now is, V'arei Ger Shenos Mamzeris, V'yesh Kedushin Ve'in Aveira, that if a Ger marries a Mamzeris, it's actually a valid Kedushin, and Kedushin is Teifis, and there's no Aveira at all, as we just mentioned. And even so, we know that the Vlad is Hilch Acha Pogum, and the child that is born that from the marriage of a Ger to Mamzeris is actually a Mamza. How do I know that this is correct? The Tanya, as we're going to learn in the Brisa on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis at the bottom of the Amid, Ger Shenos Mamzeris, that if a Ger gets married to a Mamzeris, and this Lashon is Mashma B'Diavad, and therefore some Agurus, Ger Noisim Mamzeris, that a Ger can get married to Mamzeris, or other Agurus, Ger Mutter Mamzeris, that a Ger is Mutter to get married to a Mamzeris, but if they get married, that any child that is born will be a Mamza. These are the words of Rabbeisi, and therefore the Gemara's question is, that how did our Mishnah give us a cloud that Kol Mokim Sheish Kedushin Ve'in Avera, Havlat Hilch Acha Zocha, if over here we see that if a Ger marries a Mamzeris, the child is actually Hilch Acha Pogum, and the child is a Mamza, and we don't say that he should follow the Yichus of his father, and since his father is a Ger and is Kosher, therefore the child should also be Kosher. And the Gemara continues, so Amalei Rabbi Yechon responded to Reish Lakish, Mi Savrat Masisa Rabbi Yisi, who said our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Yisi that says that a Ger is Mutter to marry Mamzeris, and there was actually no Issa involved, Masisa Rabbi Yehudi, our Mishnah is at least regarding this din, going like Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar Ger Loisa Mamzeris, who says in that same Brisa on Daf Ayin Beis and Beis, that a Ger is also to marry Mamzeris, V'yesh Kedushin V'yesh Averia, Havlat Haluchacha Pogum, and therefore this case of a Ger Shenos Mamzeris fits into the second category of our Mishnah, where there is Kedushin as Teifis, but there is a Lav, and therefore the Vlad is Haluchacha Pogum, and that's why the child will be considered a Mamza. And the Gemara continues and asks that if you're correct that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, that a Ger Shenos Mamzeris is an Issa D'Raisa, and therefore the child is a Mamza, so L'Chayr, why in the second category of our Mishnah do we say the general rule of Kol Mokom Sheyesh Kedushin Ve'yesh Aveira, Havlat Hilch Acha Pogum, and then we brought examples of Almanah L'Kohen Gadol, Gush V'Chutz L'Kohen Hedyot, Mamzeris in the Sinan L'Yisrael, and Bas Yisrael L'Mamza L'Sin, and L'Chayr, we should bring another example, and we should say that the same didn't apply by a Ger Shenos Mamzeris. The Gemara answers, Tana Kol Mokom D'Seifo L'Asuye, that in the Kanami, that's why our Mishnah gave us a general rule that Kol Mokom Sheyesh Kedushin Ve'yesh Aveira, that Havlat Hilch Acha Pogum, in order to include the case of Ger Shenos Mamzeris, that since it's an Issur D'Oraisa for a Ger to marry Mamzeris, therefore the Vlad is Hilch Acha Pogum, and the child will be considered a Mamza just like his mother. And before we continue, let's point out the following. Number one, although we stated that our Mishnah is going with Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't mean that the Tana of our Mishnah is actually Rabbi Yehuda. It just means that we're actually following the din of Rabbi Yehuda, but it gave this din of a Ger Shenos Mamzeris, as the Maaser Rabbi Yehuda actually holds like Rabbi Kiva, that in Kedushin Teifsim B'Chayvi Lavin, and as we stated beforehand, our Mishnah actually goes like Shimon HaTimni and Lalek Rabbi Kiva, and our Mishnah actually holds that Kedushin is Teifis B'Chayvi Lavin, and that's why Ger Shenos Mamzeris is the din that Yesh Kedushin V'Yesh Aveira and Avlad Hilchach HaPogum Ayin in Rudva, and Ayin in Teisa Dino Maslov in the scenario, where Teisa says Pirish B'Seifa, that we should actually state it Mefurish in the second category. category of the Mishnah. And then the Gemara answers, Tana Kol Mokim last 2 years, and Taisus bothered v'loy parach v'lisnei behed. You could parach b'samach. Then in a moment we will see the Gemara will ask, even though we may have a klal, but the Maisa, the Mishnah should have listed this extra case of Geshen Asur Mamzeres, and why do we leave it out? And Taisus answers that the Gemara did not ask the question our case because the Sava Ger Asur Mamzeres to Iku Kol have exas b'klal Mamzeres and Sina Yisrael the Tani b'Masisin, that since we already stated the case of Mamzeres and Sina in the Mishnah and the case of a Ger that's Asur b'Mamzeres is similar to that din, and therefore the Gemara understood that the Mishnah will include it in the klal of Kol Mokum Shiyesh Kedushin V'yesh Averah that Vlad Hilchach Apogam, and we didn't have to give it its own case and we didn't have to mention it specifically. Well, but certainly we need the klal of Kol Mokum in order to teach us that the din is by Gesh and Asur Mamzeres, that the child is a Pogam and the child is a Mamzor, because if not for the fact that it said this klal, then we wouldn't learn it directly from Mamzeres and Sidol Yisrael, and certainly one could be Mechalik Misvara, and therefore we have to at least have a klal in order to include the case of Gesh and Asur Mamzeres. The Gemara continues and goes back to the traditional question that Lechira, according to Rabbi Yasi, that holds Gesh and Asur Mamzeres, that the din is that Yesh Kedushin Ve'in Aveira, and still it's Avlad Hal Chachapogam. Lechira, how could our Mishnah state a klal of Kol Mokum Shiyesh Kedushin Ve'in Aveira, the Vlad is Hal Chachazachor, if in the case of Gesh and Asur Mamzeres, the din is that the Vlad is Hal Chachapogam, and the Gemara therefore answers, V'Yisema, oh, I could give you another teretz, La'ilim Rabbi Yasi, really our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yasi, and he holds that Gesh and Asur Mamzeres is Yesh Kedushin, and there is no Aveira, and still the Vlad is Hal Chachapogam, and it's true, it's not included in the klal of the Reisha, and the Tana is a zoo, Lemute, and that's why the Tana gave us specific categories and said, Ezezu, in order to teach us that it's only in these cases that the Vlad is Hilch Achazacha, but in the case of Gesh and Asur Mamzeres, although it fits into the klal of Yesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera, the din is still that it's not Havlad Hilch Achazacha, but the Vlad will be Hilch Achapogam, and this is an exception to the rule. And it's important to keep in mind for the end of this Gemara, at the end of Daf Samach Zayim and Aleph, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we use the words of Kol Mokum in the Sefer to actually include the case of Gesh and Asur Mamzeres, and according to Rabbi Yasi, we use the words of Ezezu, which is a miut in the Reisha, in order to exclude the case of Gesh and Asur Mamzeres. And the Gemara now continues and focuses on the Lashon of Ezezu that stated in the Reisha, and the Reisha stated that Kol Mokum Sheish Kedushim Ve'in Avera have Vlad Hilch Achazacha Ve'ezezu, and what is the example? Zu Kohenes Leviv Yisraelis Shenisu L'Koyin Leviv Yisrael, and the Gemara asks, Ve'ezezu V'suloi, are you telling me that those are only examples of Yesh Kedushim Ve'in Avera that Vlad is Hilch Achazacha? Certainly there are other cases, very Chol Shenasu Bas Yisrael, if there's a Cholol that marries a Bas Yisrael, that certainly there is no Issa, and Yesh Kedushin, and Kedushin is certainly Typhus, Ve'in Aver, and there's no Aver involved, Havlat Hil Chachazacha, and certainly over there we say that the child is still a Cholol, and for example, if a Cholol marries a Bas Yisrael and they have a daughter, then that girl is considered Cholola, and therefore she would be also to marry a Kayin, and why didn't the Mishnah bring this as an example? And the Gemara answers, Cholol Kasha, there's not Shvek, Rabbi Distoy Ben Rabbi Yudis relay that our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Distoy Ben Rabbi Yehuda. We already saw the Shita on Daf Samach Dal Nav, and we will see the Shita later on Daf Ayin Zayin. As Rashi brings down, the Rabbi Distoy holds that Bnei Yisrael mikvah tayra lechalolin, that Bnei Yisrael are considered a mikvah tayra to a cholol, and if they marry a cholol, bita ksher lekuna, then that any daughter that they have will be kosher lekuna, and the child is actually not hilch achazacha, and therefore this does not fit into the Mishnah, and that's why in the Reish of our Mishnah we did not bring the case of cholol shenasu bas Yisrael as an example for someone that's yesh kedushin ve'in avera that Vlad is hilch achazacha. I in tesis do a maskel hamani Rabbi Distoy the un Bnei Yisrael vin toima amayloi mishani tana kol mokum lasuye kedamino na Yisrael shenasu chalala. The lechayu, why do we have to say our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Distoy? We could have stated that really our Mishnah hold that cholol shenasu bas Yisrael that is yesh kedushin ve'in avera and as Vlad hilch achazacha, and even so the Mishnah did not mention it as it's included in the lashon kol mokum, which is actually a general rule and it's coming to include that case, and the Mishnah didn't have to say it mefurish. And zok tesis v'yishleimad and came mitzilu mefurch v'nisnei behedya, that then we would ask, why don't we say mefurish and why do we leave out this case? And Taisus then continues and asks that l'chera, maybe the reason why we didn't say mefurish is because if we have to say mefurish, then we'd have to add on extra words to the Mishnah, and the Tana always wants to teach us b'derech katzara, as we will see in a moment. And Taisus answers that over here they would only have to add in one word, as the older Mishnah would have to say is kahenah shenisus l'koyim v'levi l'yisrael u'l'cholol, and therefore the Mishnah would have been able to list this as well. And the Gemara continues and asks that why did the Mishnah state ve'ezezu and gave us specific examples and didn't give us all the examples, as v'rei yisrael shenasa chalala, l'maisa the Mishnah could have given us an example of yisrael that gets married to chalala, the yesh kedushin, that kedushin is certainly in taifis because yisrael certainly is mutter to marry chalala, ve'ein aver Avera, and there is no Avera, and Avlad Hilch Achazacha, and we know that Vlad is a regular Yisrael, and as the Mishnah will teach us on Daf Ayin Zayin Manav, if this Yisrael that married Chalola has a daughter, then Bita Ksheir Lakuna, then that girl will be mutter to marry a Kohen, and she's not considered Chalola. So why didn't the Mishnah bring this as an example of another case of Yesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera, where Avlad Hilch Achazacha, and the Gemara answers Tana Kalmakim Dereisha Lasuye, in the Chanami Artana said a klal of Kalmakim in order to include this case. At this point, the Gemara asks for the Snaya Behedya, the Lachira, why did Tana add this case of Yisrael Shinasa Chalala into a general rule, into a general rule of Kalmakim Sheish Kedushin Ve'in Avera, that Vlad Hilch Achazacha, which is including the case of Yisrael Shinasa Chalala, if Lachira, we could have just listed this as its own case in the Mishnah. And the Gemara answers Meshundle Masla, and as Rashi points out, in Nishtus Leila Tana in Mashab, Beloshin Kotza, that it doesn't make sense for the Tana to add this into the Mishnah because he wouldn't be able to say it in a very short Lashon. And as the Gemara states, Hechi Nisni, as what would the Tana be able to say in order to include the case of Yisrael Shinasa Chalala? And he would be able to say, Kahenetz Elohim Yisraelus V'chalala Shinis L'Kayim Leiv Yisrael V'chalala L'Kayim Michazio. And certainly he wouldn't be able to say this because certainly a Chalala would not be able to get married to a Kayin, as certainly a Chalala is Asa to a Kayin, and therefore we would actually have to add in a lot of extra words to the Mishnah, and the Mishnah would actually have to say, Kahenetz V'Levi of Yisraelus Shinis L'Kayim Leiv Yisrael, and then we would have to have a separate case, and we would say, and there's also a case where a Chalala got married to a Levi of Yisrael, that the child is also Hilch Achazacha, and since it would have to add in so many extra words, therefore the Tana did not want to have to add it in, and therefore the Tana left it out and understood that we would understand it from the Lashon of Kol Mokaim of the Reisha, and it would be included in the general rule that Kol Mokaim Sheish Kedushin Ve'in Avera Havlad Hilch Achazacha. And before we continue, let's point out that the Pasuk in Pashas Kiseitze teaches us Leisisai Ve'Daimi Kechichahu Leisisav Mitzvah Kigeri Yisub Atzoi, and then the Pasuk states Bonam Sheyavol Lehem Dar Shlishi Yavol Lehem B'Kal Hashem. The Torah teaches us that a third generation Mitzri that became a ger can be Yavoi B'Kal Hashem. And of course, from here, when Medayik and Issa say that the first generation or the second generation of a Mitzri that became a ger is also Lavi B'Kal Hashem. And let us define that a Mitzri Rishon is referring to an Egyptian that he himself became a ger. A Mitzri Sheni is his child. And the Mitzri Shlishi would generally refer to the grandchild of the actual ger that was an Egyptian. And the Gemara therefore continues and asks for Ikad Rabba B'Chana, the Lachira, Harda Mishnah Sei, Ve'ezezu, and give an example of those that are Yesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera, and Avlad Hilch Achazacha, and only gave us an example of Kenes Levi of Yisraelis that marries a Kohen Levi Yisrael. And Lachira, it is the case of Rabba B'Chana, Dom Rabba B'Chana, Om Rabbi Yechon, because Rabba B'Chana said the name of Rabbi Yechon, Mitzri Sheni, Shenosa, Mitzri Sushaina, Ve'nosh Lishi Avi, that if a Mitzri Sheni, meaning that the father became a ger, and now he had a child, and that child went and married a Mitzri Sushaina, that she herself became a Geiris, even though the child's mother is a Mitzri Sushaina, still the child would follow the father, and the child will be considered a Mitzri Shlishi, and therefore the child will be able to marry anyone in Klai Yisrael, and will be Mutalari Bekal. And Lachir, in this case, we're talking about a scenario where Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Sushaina, and certainly it's a case of Yesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera, as certainly there's no Issa for a Mitzri Sheni to marry a Mitzri Sushaina, and we see that the Vlad is Hilch Achazacha, and Lachir, why don't we list this in our Mishnah? And the Gemara answers, Tana Kol Mokim Dereisha Lasuye De Inichnami, our Tana's Lashon of Kol Mokim and the Klal of our Tana is coming to include this case of a Mitzri Sheni that married a Mitzri Sheina, that the child would be a Shlishi and is Hilch Achazacha. The Gemara continues with Rav Dimi, and Rav Dimi, who argues on Rabbi Echron, and he holds that if a Mitzri Sheni marries a Mitzri Sheina, we actually go based on the Pogma Shabba, and since a Mitzri Sheina is a worse level than a Mitzri Sheni, therefore the child will be considered a Mitzri Sheni and not a Mitzri Shlishi. And as the Gemara says, that Rav Dimi holds the Amma Sheni Havai, that the child is a Sheni, and it goes based on the Pogam, based on its mother, so the Chira is against our Klal of Mishnah, because in this case, it's a case of Yesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera, and still we're saying the Vlad is not Hilch Acha Zacha, according to Rav Dimi, but the Vlad is Hilch Acha Pogam. And the Gemara answers, Tana Ezu Zu, Lemute, according to Rav Dimi, in the Chanami, that's why the Tana used the Lashon of Ezu Zu, in order to actually be Mayat this case, and tell us that in the case of Mitzri Sheni, Shinasa Mitzri Sheina, even though it's Yesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera, the child will still not be Hilch Acha Zacha, and will be Hilch Acha Pogam. The Gemara now continues, and once again we'll ask a question on our Mishnah, that I will show you a case, at least according to Ravin, where it fits into the klal of Yesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera, and even so, we say it's Hilch Acha Pogam, and not Acha Zacha, and Lachari, this goes against the klal of our Mishnah, and the Gemara asks, for Ikad Chiyosa Ravin or Rabbi Echon, the Lamaisa, we have the case where Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael and said over the name of Rabbi Echon the following, and the first din that Rav will say over the name of Rabbi Yochanan is not going to be negaya to the question of the Gemara, and it's only going to be for the second part of his memra. So the first part of the memra is Be'umais Halach Acha Zocha, that when you have two people from two separate nations and they're not gerim and they get married to each other, then the din is you go based on the Zocha, but the gerim dinim that are relevant to Goyim, which the Gemara will explain in a moment, and therefore prior to Geiris, any child that is born from a union between two different nations will be determined based on the father. Ravin continued with the second din, Nisgayru, if the two Goyim actually are Megayr, and the din is at that point that they could get married to anyone, and instead of marrying a regular Yisrael, they went and got married to each other, then the din is that in that case, even though it's Yesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera, Halach Acha Pogum Shebashneim, in regard to Yichus, we will go based on the one that's most Pogum. L'chayr, this din of Ravin is against our Mishnah, because our Mishnah gave us a general rule that Kol Mokim Sheyesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera, Havlad Halach Acha Zocha, and over here, Ravin tells us first that the Vlad would be going after the Pogum Shebashneim. And once again, the Gemara answers, Tana Ezezu Lemute, that our Tana doesn't only have a klal, it also has a mirror of Ezezu, and it gave us an example of those cases which are Kol Mokim Sheyesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera, that Havlad Halach Acha Zocha. In the Chanami, the mirror of our Mishnah of Ezezu is coming to the Mayit, the case of two Gerim that get married to each other, and in that case, the din would not be Halach Acha Zocha, but the din is Halach Acha Pogum Shebashneim, as Ravin stated. And the Gemara now completed asking questions on our Mishnah, since, as we mentioned, that the first category and the second category of Mishnah both have a klal and it has a prat, as the Mishnah stated, kol makom b'negeya, the first and second categories, and also says ezezu, and therefore there's some sort of ribui that has to be included that wasn't stated on Mishnah based on the general rule, and it also has to be a miyat based on the fact that the Mishnah said ezezu, and therefore the Gemara will now go through and try to figure out a ribui and a miyat in the ratio and a ribui and a miyat in the second category of our Mishnah. And the Mishnah begins, Hai mai, I amr b'shlem masisa Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, that we learned before that holds that Gesh and Asa Mamzeris is an actual Issa, and therefore it fit into the second category of our Mishnah of Yesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera, that Avlad is Hulch Acha Pogum, and the reason why the Sefer of the Mishnah did not mention it is because it was included in the Klal of the Sefer of Kol Mokim Sheyesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera, that Avlad is Hulch Acha Pogum. And also Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, when it says Kol Mokim Dereisha, and it says the Lashon of Kol Mokim and gives us a Klal in the Reisha, which seems to come include something, L'Sur Yisrael Shinas Chalala, that is coming to include the third question of the Gemara by Yisrael Shinas Chalala, where the din is that the Vlad is Halach Acha Zocha, and it's not stated on Mishnah, and the words Kol Mokim and Mishnah are coming to state a general gerul in order to include that case of Yisrael Shinas Chalala, and it's also coming to include the Rabbi B'Bachana, at least according to the Shita Rabbi B'Bachana, named Rabbi Echon, that a Mitzvah Sheni Shinas Mitzvah Sheni, the B'nash Shlishi Hava, and this case is included in the Klal of Kol Mokim Sheyesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera, that the Vlad is Halach Acha Zocha. And of course, keep in mind that the case of Mitzvah Sheni Shinasa Mitzvah Sheni will not be a case that's included in the Klal of Kol Mokim Sheyesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera in the Reish of the Mishnah, according to the Shita Rav Dimi, who argued on Rabbi B'Chanan and Nim Rabbi Echon. He stated that in the case of Mitzvah Sheni Shinasa Mitzvah Sheni, that the child will be a Sheni and will be Halach Acha Pogum, and therefore he actually did not use this based on the Klal of the Mishnah of Kol Mokim, but he actually excluded it from the Reish of the Mishnah based on the Ezezu, and it's coming to the Mayit that case. And as Gemara now states, and Ezezu Lemuti to Rav Dimi, and according to Rav Dimi, then the Lashon Ezezu in the Reisha is coming to the Mayit the case of a Mitzvah Sheni that married a Mitzvah Shishayna. Now, although it fits into the category, into the Klal of Kol Mokim Sheyesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera, and certainly we would think that the din would be that Halach Acha Zocha, but according to Rav Dimi, it's actually Halach Acha Pogum, and it's Halach Acha the mother, and therefore the child will be considered a Mitzvah Sheni. In the fear of Dimi, the term Ezezu is coming to the Mayit that case. And as Rashi points out, that according to Rabbi B'Chanan and Rabbi Echon, that certainly the words Ezezu cannot be coming to the Mayit, the case of Mitzvah Sheni Shinasa Mitzvah Sheni, as certainly it's actually included in the Lashon Kol Mokim Dereisha, and it's not excluded from the Lashon Ezezu, because the din is actually that's Halach Acha Zocha and not Halach Acha Pogum. Therefore, the Gemara gives an alternative that according to Rabbi B'Chanan, then it's coming to exclude the case of Ravin, in a case where two different nations are Megayer and they marry each other, that the din is Halach Acha Pogum Shebashneim, and even though it would fit into the category of Kol Mokim Sheyesh Kedushin Ve'in Avera, and generally we would say it's Halach Acha Zocha, however, in the case of this Gairu, as Ravin stated in the name of Rabbi Echon, the din is Halach Acha Pogum Shebashneim, and therefore the Lashon Ezezu is coming to the mind that case. Therefore, according to the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, we see that the Lashon of Kol Mokim in the Reisha is coming to include something, the Lashon of Ezezu in the Reisha is coming to exclude something, and Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the Lashon of Kol Mokim in the Sefer is also coming to include the case of Gesh and Asa Namzeres. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Yesh Kedushin and Yesh Avera, that the Vlad is considered a Mamzer, and the Vlad is Halach Acha achal pogum, and as the Gemara states on Daf Samach Zayin Abayis, kol mokum the seifa lasu yegesh nasim mamzeres. According to Rabbi Yehuda, eli amrit Rabbi Yisi, if you're going to say that our mishnah is going to Rabbi Yisi, and according to Rabbi Yisi, a gesh nasim mamzeres would actually fit into the first category of a mishnah of kol mokum sheish kedushin ve'in avera, as according to Rabbi Yisi, a ger is muta to marry mamzeres, but even so, the child is not hilch achal zocha, and it's hilch achal pogum, and therefore it goes against the klal of the reisha. He excluded from the reisha based on the lashon of ezazu. And therefore, the Firya Basi, the Gemara now goes through Cheshbin, that Kol Makim Dereisha Kedamaren, that of course we could say that the Lashon Kol Makim in Dereisha is either coming to include the case of Yisrael Shenasa Chalala or the case of Rabbi Bechana. And in addition, Ezezu Dereisha is also coming to Mayat Kedamaren, and that is coming to Mayat either according to the Shita Rav Dimi, in the case where Mitzvah Sheni marries a Mitzvah Sheina, that according to Rav Dimi, the child is Sheni, and even though it's Yesh Kedushin V'in Avera, we still go Basa HaPogam and not Basa HaZachar. Or in the alternative, even if you don't hold a Gavdimi, it's still coming to be Lafuke, the case of Ravin, in the case of two Gerim that get married to each other, that will hold Chacha Pogum Shebishneim. And the Gemara finally gets to what's bothering the Gemara, El Kol Mokum Nesefa Lasu Yemai, that if we're going to say our Mishnah is going to Rabbi Yisi, then Lachiru, what is the Lashon of Kol Mokum that we stayed in the Sefa coming to include? As Bishleim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's coming to include a case of Gersh and Asim Amzeres, but according to Rabbi Yisi, certainly can't be talking about a case of Gersh and Asim Amzeres, and certainly with Fir Rabbi Yisi, that case has nothing to do with the second category, since the din is that's yesh kedushin ve'in avera. The Gemara continues and points out tameich, and even according to your question and your svara, Rabbi Yehuda izazu the sefer lamali. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what is the words izazu in the sefer coming to exclude? Even though the Gemara doesn't say this, but the ma'aser we also have a third category and fourth category in the Mishnah where we said a lashon of kalmi, and we also said a lashon of izazu, and we have nothing to include or to exclude in those cases. Therefore, the Gemara points out la'ayu tanereisha izazu tanasefer izazu that in Chanami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Lashon Ezezu in the Sefer is not coming to exclude anything, and the only reason why we said it is because in the Reisha we use Lashon Ezezu, therefore for symmetry, so we said it in the second category, as well as the third and fourth category of a Mishnah, and Hachanami, Ayat Tana Reisha, Kol Mokim, and therefore the Firya Basi as well, since we had to say the Lashon Kol Mokim in the Reisha, as it's coming to include other cases, as we mentioned, Tananami Sefer Kol Mokim, therefore in the second category, as well as the third and fourth categories of a Mishnah, we also stated the Lashon Kol Mokim for symmetry, even though we won't learn anything out from that klal. And the Gemara continues, Gufo, we learned beforehand the din of Ravin and Rabbi Eichon, and the Gemara will discuss this even though it has no relevance to our Gemara. And the Gemara begins, Ki asu Ravin am Rabbi Eichon, that Ravin said in Rabbi Eichon, Bu'uma is holch acha zocha, and this guy who holch acha pogum shabashneim, and the Gemara will now explain these dinim, my bu'uma is holch acha zocha, in regard to what dinim are Uma is holch acha zocha, if l'chura at that point they are still goyim, and therefore certainly there should be no shaykhis to understanding the yichus. And before we continue, let's point out that the pasuk in Parshas Shoftim tells us that when Klai Yisrael goes into Eretz Yisrael, lo yisachayi kol neshama, that they have to kill everyone in Eretz Yisrael, and they can't even keep these goyim around in order to use them as avodim. And the pesukim also state in Parshas Bahar, va'avodcha va'amoscha shiyu loch me'is hagoyim asher yisru yisecha mehem tiknu avi va'amo. Certainly you can't have avodim knanim or shivcha knanis from Knan, because certainly they had to be killed, but those avodim and those amois that you could have are from those nations that are around Eretz Yisrael, and from them you're allowed to buy an Eved and Amo. And then the pasuk says, "Begam bnei atayshavu magar mimchon mehem tiknu mishpachtem hashem machem asher yilidu b'atzchem b'hoylochem la'chuza." And the Gemara now continues and explains, "Kidatanya, just like we learned in the Brisa Maseches Yevamos, minayin le'echem and umayis, that how do we know that if someone from the umas ha'ilam that are not from one of the Zion umayis shabala knanis that has a relationship with a woman who's a knanis and was from one of the Zion umayis, as Rashi says that this woman who is a knanis is bechlal loisachayi kol neshama v'hu adin lechivius v'levusis, and certainly it's referring not only to knani but any of the zayin umayis al shakulim nikrayim al shem knan tichsiv eretz knan and v'hoil ben, as the Gemara continues, and then they have a child together shatar v'shoyi l'knesiv eved. We don't consider this child to be a knani, and therefore the din of loisachayi kol neshama does not apply, and Yisrael can therefore go and buy this child, and that child could be his eved. And tamen leimo, and the Gemara brings the pasuk in Behar that states v'gam bnei atayshavim hagorim imachem. And we see that we're talking about a male that comes to live in Eretz Canaan and will have a relationship with a woman that grew up in Eretz Canaan and is an actual Canaanist. And even so, the din is that you could buy that child from them. And as Rabban stated in the name of Yechon, Be'umais, while the Goyim are still Goyim, Halchacha Zacha, we always go based on the Zacha. And since this Zacha was not from the Zayin Ammon, therefore the din of Leisachaya Kol Neshama does not apply to his child, and you could buy him as an Eved. And the Brisa continues and teaches us that the opposite is also true. Yochel Af Eved or some girls Yochel Af Knani Shabo Al Shifcha Min Umais or some girls Shabo Al Achas Min Umais Vahilu Ben Shatav Yisrael Knes Beved. One may think that since we just stated that if you have one party that is from Zayin Umais and one party that is not from Zayin Umais, that the child is not included in the Issa Voisachaya Kal Neshama and you're allowed to buy it as Eved, maybe the same didn't apply where the male was actually from the Zayin Umais and the woman was not from the Zayin Umais. Maybe the Issa Voisachaya Kal Neshama would not apply to that child and the child would actually be able to be born as an Eved. Talmud Lomar, therefore the Pasuk tells us specifically Asher Lidu B'Atzachem that the only time that you're allowed to buy this Eved is only from that child that's born in this land and is born in mothers that are from Eretz Yisrael and that are Kananim. However, Minanel B'Atzachem is only those children that are born in this land from mothers that are actually Kananim. However, Vleim and Hagarim B'Atzachem is not from those that dwell in your land. They originally came from another country and that is the standard way of a man that he would go to his wife and he would go and live in another country, and therefore it's talking about a case where there was a Kanani that went overseas, got married to a woman who was not from Zayin Umais, and then they came to live in Eretz Yisrael with a child, and that child was not born in Eretz Yisrael, and that child would still have a din of a Kanani because his father was a Kanani. Therefore, we now understand the din of Ravin that he said in the name of Rebbechon, that Umais Halachacha Zacha, that in all cases of the Umais Ha'ilam, while they're still Goyim, we always go based on the Zacha. The Nafkamina is Benegeda Issa of Lysachai Kal Neshama, and as to which people you're allowed to buy as an Eved, and which people you will not be able to buy as an Eved. And keep in mind that when thinking about where a child is born, the place where the child is born means that the mother must have been there, as it's a standard that the male will go to the female in order to marry them and have children in the land where their wife is from. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the second din that Ravin said in the name of Rabbi Echon, that Niskayu Holach Acha Pogu B'Shem B'Shneim, that if you had two Goyim that were both Megayer, then you go based on the one that's more Pogum, and it's Muchach that both the father and the mother were Pogum. And the Gemara states, B'mai, what case are we referring to? Elaim Mitzri Shinasa Amoinis, if we're talking about a Mitzri that got married to Adamoinis, so my Pogumika, the Lamaisa, his wife, is not a Pogum, and therefore wouldn't say Holach Acha Pogum Shebishneim, it would just say Holach Acha Pogum, and the Mitzri is Pogum, but Amoinis certainly is not Pogum, because we learn that Amoini V'loy Amoinis. Now, although the Torah tells us, Layovi Amoini Me'avi B'Kal Hashem, Gavendar Asir, Layovi Lehem B'Kal Hashem Ad Ilam, however, that is only B'Degay Adamoini, and Amoinis does not have this din. And therefore, this can't be the case that Ravin was referring to, Elab Amoini Shinasa Mitzvahs. It must be talking about a case where there was a male Amoini that got married to a female who was a Mitzvahs. And therefore, Ravin teaches us, Niskayu Holoch Acha Pogum Shem B'Shneim, we always have to determine which is more Pogum, and therefore, Vizochave, if the child that came from this marriage between Amoini and Mitzvahs, then the din is Shadia Basre Didei, then we throw it based on the father, and since this child's father is an Amoini, therefore, the Issa of Layavi Amoini Ma'av B'Kal Hashem, Gam Darasi Layavi Lehem B'Kal Hashem Ad Ilam would apply, and Ibn Keva, and if the child it would be a female, Shadia Basre Didah, then we would say, we look at the mother who's a Mitzvahs, because if we look at the father's Amoini, the child would be Mutta Lo B'Kal immediately, as is a Klal of Amoini V'Loy Amoinis, but since this child's mother is a Mitzvahs, therefore, that's the more Pogum one in this case, and therefore, B'Negei Nekeva, we look at the Mitzvahs, and this child would be Asalai B'Kal, at least until the third generation. And the Gemara now quotes from the third category of the Mishnah, V'chol Mishin Lo Lov Kedushin, Avad Yesh Lo Al Achirim Kedushin, Havlab Mamzo, Ve'ezezeh, Zabal Achaz B'Kol Arayi Shebetoyah. And of course, as we know, that in Kedushin B'Chai V'Krisis, therefore, any child that's born from a relationship between a man and woman who are Chai V'Krisis or are Chai V'Mises Bezdin would be considered a Mamzer. The Gemara begins and asks, Minani Mili, and Rashi on the third of the wide line states, that in Kedushin Taifsim B'Chai V'Krisis, that how do we know that Kedushin is not Taifis by Chai V'Krisis, Avla Vlad Mamzo, but as to the din that the Vlad would be a Mamzo, Nafkalom, Leikach Ishis Ishis Aviv, Leigalik Knaf Aviv, Vesamachle, Leyavi Mamzo, that since the Torah states, Leyavi Mamzo, B'Kal Hashem, right next to Pasuk of Leikach Ishis Ishis Aviv, Leigalik Knaf Aviv, Umikmin Labivamis, Bishamaris Yavim Shal Aviv, Shehi Loy Ishis Achia Aviv, Shehi Bikaris, Umachel Finlo Abivamis, Perakachalis, the Choshe in Law of Kedushin, have Vlad Mamzo, that once we know that Kedushin is not Taifis, B'Chai V'Krisis, then we know that that child would be a Mamzer. The Gemara begins, Amr Abchir Ba'aba, Amr Abichon, because Rabbi Ba'aba said, Name Rabbi Echon, Umotaba Meshmed Rabbi Yanai, and some said it was the name Rabbi Yanai, and Rabbi Acha Breed Rava Oman, Rabbi Acha Breed Rava says, Umotaba Meshum Rabbi Yisaglili, this was said over in the name of Rabbi Yisaglili, as Amakra, the Pasuk in Pashki says it states, Benegea Grusha, Vyatim Ibesai, Vahalcha Vahisal Ishacha, that she will leave his home, and she will go and marry another man. We are Medayik, that this woman that has a get from her husband could go and get married La'acha to someone that's considered Acha, for loyal craven, but not someone that's considered as karev. And since the pasuk uses the lashon of b'chisa, which is lashon of bayah, therefore we see that the only time that kedushin will be taifis is only by another man and not by a karev, and therefore we see that kedushin is not tefes by chayv krisis. And the Gemara is Masur Rabba Abba. So Rabba Abba asks the question that how can you learn it from this pasuk? Maybe we would say tefasta move loy tefasta, and even though it says that she will be able to get married and kedushin will be tefes by other men, maybe it refers to every single person in the world aside from her original husband's son, because that is the person that's closest to her husband, and therefore he's not considered an achar. And although kedushin will be tefes with everyone else, and kedushin will only not be tefes with her husband's son. And the Gemara answers Ben Behedik Sebe, that will gabi a son, we wouldn't need a pasuk to teach us this din, as the pasuk states that a man cannot take his father's wife in marriage. And since the Torah uses lashon likach, so we learn out that it can't have lekuchin, and that kedushin is not tefes. And since we already know that kedushin is not tefes by a son, so achar lomli, why would the pasuk in the Gei Grusha states v'yotzim base of halacha b'yisulish achar shema mina la'achav v'leil kovim? It must be coming to teach us that if Reuven divorces Rachel, then Rachel is able to go get married to anyone else, but she can't get married to someone that's a karev. And since the pasuk uses lashon b'haisa, therefore we see that there's only havaya by achar, and kedushin is only taifas by achar, but the kedushin will not be taifas at all if it's going to be a karev. And the Gemara is ve'ima idi ve'idi l'ben halachatchila v'hab b'di'evin. But maybe both of these pesukim is coming to teach us the din that b'negeya son that kedushin is not taifas, as you may think that even though the Torah says la'yikach shesesh shesaviv, maybe it's telling us that l'chatchila you should not marry her. But one may still think that if he does marry her, that kedushin will be taifas, and therefore we have to say the pasuk of yatsum base of halachah v'yislishacha to teach us that in kedushin taifsin. And if Rachel marries the son of Reuven, who is her ex-husband, kedushin will not be taifas at all, even b'di'evad. As Rashi at the end of Divrei Masechta with Dimel Halachatchila Hadi'evad points out, the kimin the omar v'le pirish kravim ein l'chalahavi be'istazeh ela asher shebekulin shekar ben akol. Therefore, one may think that this din that in kedushin taifsin is only applicable to a son who is the most curved to the father and is not considered an acher. However, b'negei other kravim, maybe kedushin will still be taifas. And the Gemara responds to Rabbi Abba l'chatchila me'achis ishinafka. As the mice of the pasuk and pashas achrim by states for isha lachis leisikach litzra legalas avasala b'chayeha. Once we see that the Torah teaches us the din b'negei achis isha, so we would extend this din to all arayas as we learn based on the mamatzino. We would say ma achis isha b'kares leisikadesh, that just like b'negei achis isha who is not a chi of mrs. Bezin and only has kares, that the din is that you should not be makadisha chayiv mrs. Bezin like kolshkein. Then certainly someone that's a chayiv mrs. Bezin, that the din applies that kedusha will not be chal. And therefore when the pasuk teaches us like it must be coming to tell us that even b'di'evad, kedusha will not be chal if a woman tries to marry the son of a husband. And therefore, when the Torah tells us v'yatzim base of halacha b'yis l'shachar, and we learn out l'shachar v'loy l'kravim, it must be telling us that b'negei all other kravim, even if you try to be mekadosh them, that the kedusha will not be taifas. And the Gemara continues and asks ve'ema idi v'idi b'chayis isha. Let us say that both psukim are actually talking about your wife's sister. And when the pasuk says v'isha l'chayis l'sikach, it's telling us that l'chatchila you can't get married to. And when the pasuk tells us v'yisul shachar, it's telling us v'loy l'kravim, and will only teach us that kedushin will not be taifis by chayis isha. And as the Gemara says, halachatchila v'hab b'di'evad. And the Gemara answers that ina chenami, that the makar of v'yatzav v'yisul shachar is actually a makar for chayis isha, that kedushin is not taifis by chayis isha. And the Gemara now explains that eshcha chayis isha, now that we have a makar that the din is that in kedushin taifsin by chayis isha shar rais benolan, how will we know that b'negei other rais that kedushin is also not taifis? And the Gemara explains yafina me'chayis isha, we learn other rayas from achayis isha, and as Rashi says, bebinin ab ma'amitzino, and we learn as follows: ma'achayis isha miyuchedah she erva. That just like by achayis isha, which is an erva, and mechayav and alzdein a karis. And if you have a relationship with achayis isha, then you mechayav karis. V'al shigasa chatas v'le'tafsi ba'kedushin. And the din is that in kedushin tafsim ba, as we just learned, av kol she erva. So all cases where it's an erva, mechayav and alzdein a karis v'al shigasa chatas v'le'tafsi ba'kedushin. The din is that kedushin is not tafis. And the Gemara now is bishlam kula asyan, that since we're learning out of ma'amitzino, therefore we could have a pirchedus. And therefore, all the other dinim and all the other rayas we can learn out from achayis isha, ala ishus ish ve'ishus ach ikla mifrach l'chayr in the case of ishus ish and the case of ishus ach, we would have a pircha and we would say that you can't learn it from achayis ishtai as mal achayis isha shekin ein lehetu v'makam mitzvah. Then l'chayr we could say that maybe the reason why achayis isha is in kedushin teisim ba is because there's no hetu b'makam mitzvah. And as we know from the first mishnah of Maseches Yevamos, if Reuven is married to Rachel and his brother Shimon is married to Leah, and Shimon dies and Leah falls to Reuven for Yibum, even though generally we say that the Issa Ishisach doesn't apply B'makam Yibum, however, since Leah is Reuven's wife's Rachel's sister, so the din of Yibum would not apply, and therefore one may say that B'negei the Issa B'achayis Isha, we said that ain't Kedushin Taifsin Ba, because it's Mochama, Taim B'Ishisach, Sheish Lehetav B'makam Mitzvah, however, by your brother's wife, where of course Yibum does apply, so maybe since it's more Kal, so maybe we always would say that Kiddushin is Taifis, and number two, Eshizish Nami Iklam and Froch, but again, regular Eshizish, we could also ask a Percha that maybe Kiddushin would be Taifis, as Malahadach Shkain Ein Loheta B'chai Eisran. And although we could understand why the din is that in Kiddushin Taifsin by Moshe Arias, that may be because it's so Chomer, as we know, for example, if Reuben is married to Rachel and then he divorces Rachel, it's still also for Reuben to marry his ex wife's sister Leah. And Taimim Be'eshizish, Sheesh Loheta B'chai Eisran. However, but again, Eshizish, certainly if Reuben divorces his wife, then that woman can marry anyone, and the Eshizish doesn't apply to anyone else, and therefore maybe we would say that even when she's married, it's not as Chomer, and Kedushin would be Taifis, and therefore at least B'negei the Issa of Eshizish and the Issa of Eshizach, we can learn that in Kedushin Taifsin Ba, based on a mamatzinu from Achis Ishtoi, and therefore the Gemara states, Elam Rabbeinu, so Rabbeinu says, V'yitim Rav Huna B'rei Rabbi Yeshua, as Amakra, as the second to last pasuk in Pashas Achrei Meis tells us, Ki kol asher ya'asa mikol ha'teiv ha'seilo v'nichusu ha'nefashu ha'isis b'kerav amam, and the pasuk includes the din of Karis for all the Arayis in one pasuk, and therefore we see this hekesh between all the din Arayis, and as the Gemara states, Ha'uk shekol Arayis kulum l'Achis Yisho, that all Arayis are now compared to the case of Achis Yisho based on the hekesh, and we know Eim Meshivim la'hekesh, and therefore we learn now, Achis just like we proved that B'negei Achis Isha and Kedushin Taifsin Ba, Av Kol Arayis Kulam Lo Tafsin Ba Kedushin, therefore B'negei all the Arayis in the Torah, even B'negei Eshizish and Eshizach, the din is that in Kedushin Taifsin Ben, even though there may be a svar to be mechalit between the case of Eshizish and the case of Eshizach, however, this limit is no longer Mamatzinu and it's a Hekesh, and as we know, there's a general rule that Eim Meshivin Ala Hekesh, and we will stop over here.